listen. So if you feel you're at the end of your road and circumstances don't give you much hope, but your heart says, I know this way. My friend, I know of an anchor secure. The word of God will always stand sure. And what you said you believe, if you expect him to, a miracle can happen to you. So don't be moved by the things that you see. Just look unto Jesus and with your faith believe that Jesus is still the same today as he was yesterday. And he still works the miracles. If you believe, just reach out to him in faith. You will find your whole life begin to change because you came expecting a miracle today. Oh, do you believe? Oh, I expect a miracle today. Nothing is impossible if you just believe and say, I believe God's word is still the same. Oh, I expect a miracle today. I want to encourage somebody one more time. Listen. So if you feel you are at the end of your road and the circumstances don't give you much hope, but your heart says, I know this way. My friend, I know of an anchor secure. The word of God will always stand sure. And what you said you believe, if you expect him to, a miracle is gonna happen to you. Oh, don't be moved by the things that you see. Just look unto Jesus and with your faith believe that Jesus is still the same today. I see once yesterday and he still works miracles for those who believe. Just reach out to him in faith. You will find your whole life begin to change because you came expecting a miracle today. A miracle today. Somebody who believes, lift your hands and say, nothing is impossible to those who believe and say, I believe God's word is still the same. It never changes. Oh, I expect a miracle today.
At a crusade. What a shock. The stage has been set for a miracle. May you receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. If you expect it, you will have it. In the name of Jesus. Sit on top of your enemies. Praise the Lord. Fantastic. Happy Independence Day. Hey, God should have mercy on us. As a nation, we are still marching. is too marvelously fantastic, supernaturally stupendous. 61 years, you are still marching. Free education. God, you have mission Ghana. Are you here? God should have mercy on our nation. Amen. Wanda mwa tilapia. But there are people that you're doing this to, your people, your own people. What a shock. One of the very unwise thing to do with Christians is to become too political. Do you understand? Yeah. Vote for whoever you want to vote for, but don't put your heart in politics and human beings. It's a very bad thing to do. Do you understand? Whoever you vote for, it's up to you, but don't let your heart follow your votes. Let your heart follow God. Yes. Very important. Let your heart follow God, because you may be shocked. Somebody told me that in Nigeria, if you're a politician and give you a contract and you finish it, you never get another contract. Because as you have finished it, what will somebody else do? You understand what I'm saying? They give you Lagos Ibadan Highway to do it, and you finish the project, you won't get any more contract, because you're not supposed to finish it. So somebody else can come in. Because you have finished it, there's no work for other politicians to come. It's Africa. We are very wild, though. It's a very wild thing. Eh? If you finish it, you will never get another contract, because you have finished the job. What does somebody else do? Yes, they must always work in progress. You do about 20%. And then somebody else will take over next time. And then they will have to do a short cutting for the project again. And then also that 20%. Do it so that there will be a job for us. So because you finish the job, then jobs will get finished soon. Then there will be no work for anybody. Ish. But you have mercy on us. I'm telling you. Our minds, Africa. We need deliverance. Are you here or gone home? We are like the prodigal son. Also, he wasted his substance in riotous living. He wasted his substance. We are good at wasting our blessings. We waste what we have. I'm telling you. We don't need loans to do anything in Ghana. But we are good at wasting what we have. God have mercy. One day, an African country they invited the president of an African country to America to go and have lunch with the president. He went with 120 people. You didn't hear what I said, you see? It's like, president of America, Clinton has invited you. Come, I mean, you have come to my country, and then let's have meeting and then lunch. You got 120 human beings are following the African president to lunch. All of them are. Can you imagine? The plate is full of, president and his delegation. They just arrived. Everybody has paid. You know what per diem is? Everybody will have money. Everyone will chop. 120. May God deliver us from foolishness. It's amazing. 120. It's a real mega church, I tell you. It's wonderful. All right. Let's go back to our quiet time. What do you think about that? I think we should do what is right and proper and concentrate on how we can build our spiritual lives. Somebody say amen. Are you still there?
Right. I'm going to. We've talked about quiet time for a while, isn't it? Yeah. We talked quiet time for a while. And I'm going to give you powerful effects of quiet time. Amen. Powerful effects of quiet time. Whatever it means, I accept it. Amen. Now, what is... I'm sure we know what quiet time is by now. Isn't it? Do you know what quiet time is? Quiet time is time that is quiet. You have quiet time with the Lord. Amen. You are with the Lord alone. And you pray, you read the Bible. Amen. And then you ask God to give you understanding. Amen. You pray, take a Bible, you pray, and then you read the Bible, then you close the Bible, and then you see what is it saying. I'm going to show you what how to have Bible study. Alright? Very important. We have what we call topical Bible study and various types of Bible study. Amen. Right. But John chapter 8, verse 12. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Are you there? I am the light of life. Now you see, so the one of the effects of quiet time is that it prevents you from getting hurt. Amen.
Amen.
And it reduces the pain in life. It reduces the pain. It prevents hurts and reduces pain. Amen. Yeah. You see, because if this room, there was no light in this room, it's very likely that you can hit your foot against the chair, the leg of a chair. Even if there was a blessing lying down here, you may not see that there's some 50 Ghana cedis lying on the floor. You can get hurt. You can have pain. But when there's light, the possibility of hurting yourself is limited. Somebody say amen. It is limited because the light have come on. Now, the word of God is light. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So, when you have quiet time, you read the Bible, you're actually turning on the light in your life. So that you not hurt yourself and have pain. Does it make sense? Is it logical? Yes. Because when you read your Bible, or when you take the Bible, you read it, and you study the Bible, you are trying to have a quiet time, read the Bible and pray and so on, you are turning on the lights in life. So possibility of being hurt is quite reduced drastically. You better say drastically. We reduce it drastically. Amen. Yeah, many people, you see, so if you don't have your quiet time, you don't read your Bible, you are actually in darkness. Are you there? So you hurt yourself. Amen. And Richard, are you there? Fantastic. So every Christian must have your quiet time. The point is that, you see, when you open your Bible and then you read, you have you pray, you read the Bible and so on. You may say that, look, let's say you open your Bible, you read Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and whatever. What does it have to do with the work you are doing? But somehow, it is light. Do you understand? It is light for you. Amen?
Amen.
And it will prevent... Look, the reason any Christian who is easily hurt all the time means that you are not a biblical person. You read and you don't understand. Or you don't read the Bible at all. Because if you read the Bible, the light will come on. Amen. And you'll not be hurt. Ask your neighbor, are you easily hurt? Are you easily hurt? Psalm 119, verse 105. This verse, I learnt it in 1976. Psalm 119, verse 105. It said, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Amen? Now, that is a very, very powerful scripture that makes you know also the importance of quiet time, reading your Bible early in the morning and praying. Because, you see, in those days, when you are traveling, they didn't have street lights like we have now. I don't. Do we have? We have, but they don't work. You don't have street markings and lights. So that the day they fix the light, that they, can you imagine that people can climb the street light and remove the not just the bulb, the arm with the bulb, and then on the main street, daylight. Because how can you do that? And you have to use a crane. You come and remove them. You move all of them. And then you are stolen them. So the following day, they are not there again. You are too bad. Anyway, so in those days, they didn't have street lights just like today. And there were no lights at all. And when you're traveling in dark places and going to one village to another village, there are scorpions, snakes, things creep up in the night. So what they had something they call ankle lamps. Someone say ankle lamps. Ankle. Now what is your ankle? Where's your ankle? This side. Yeah. Hey Charlie, you know, when you come back. You're laughing at me. But now, but you grow to understand. You are laughing at me. Yeah. This is the ankle. Okay, you become like me one day. You know, and this ankle, your ankle, they had ankle lamps. It's a type of little touch lights. You tie it at your ankle, left and right, so that as you're walking, take one step, and the ankle lights, lamps, they shine maybe about 1 meter around you. So every time you take it, then you keep on shining. Keep on shining. If the ankle lamps will not show you 1 mile away or even 10 meters, it shows you only just one around your feet. Do you understand? So as you keep, pardon? Yes, as you keep walking, then it keeps on shining. It keeps on shining your way as you keep walking. So if there's a snake, hey, there's a scorpion, and then you avoid it. So when David said that, that word is a lamp to my feet. He was saying that, look, I may not know what is happening next year or June, but at least as I read the word of God daily, it will show my path how to walk today. Tomorrow, too, I take one step, it will shine my way. I take another step, it will shine my way. And as it keeps shining, you will not fall into danger. Somebody say amen. As every day, God has life for you every day. Life for our path. Do you hear what I said? I said what? Light for every day, there's light for you. There's light for you. So the word of God is a lamp to your feet. And a light to your soul. As you keep walking daily, lamp is shining. It's shining and then it becomes light. And then you're able to find your way, and you don't get yourself hurt. No snake will bite you. No scorpion will bite you. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Because you love the word of God. What a word. Are you still here? Ask your neighbor, are you still here? Yeah. Psalm 132, verse 17. There will I make the horn of David to bide. I have ordained lamp for mine anointed. I've ordained lamp. God has given lamp to his anointed. If you're anointed here, you see, in this church, in case you will be disappointed, let me tell you now. In this church, we intend to teach you to know how to walk. Do you understand? How to succeed in life. We are not just going to be here and pray and anoint you and say that everything, but we are going to teach you the word. And the word will cause you to enjoy the blessing of this life. Can I have an amen? That's how it is. So we are teaching you that if you are anointed, God has ordained lamp for the anointed. Amen. Anointed people read their Bible. Now ask your neighbor, are you anointed? Are you anointed? Tell him, how come yesterday you didn't read the Bible? Today you haven't read the Bible. Ask him. You say you are anointed. You say you are anointed. Since Sunday you came to church and opened the Bible, you have not opened the Bible again yourself. And you say you are anointed. What a shock. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still there? So the first thing, the benefit of quiet time is that it provides light and therefore it delivers from hurts and pain. Unnecessary pain. Amen? Yeah. You're going to get married. You're not praying. You're not reading the Bible to see the type of woman in the Bible that you should marry. You know, there's a message that Bishop preached once. Seven type of women that you should not marry. If you're a young man and you have not married, go and look for that message. Seven what? Seven types of women. You say what? You're going for that tape. But you've heard a beloved already. Isn't that you're going to? With that message. Seven types of women you should not marry. The word of God is light and lamp. When you hear a word like that, you're careful when you're choosing. The word will guide you. Nobody must come and ask me, should I marry her? Should I marry her? No. If you come, I'll tell you, let's see the Bible. What type of person is she? Is she described? Give me the description and say, you make a decision. Otherwise, you come and tell him that, me, I don't know why. Me, I didn't want to marry you. Because I should marry her by force. I've been a pastor for many years. I've done connections. Now I'm tired. I'm just preaching the word, showing you the word. And then you have to make a choice yourself. Otherwise, even God, Adam accused him. The woman that you gave me. So me, it is like, who am I? Even God cries in trouble. How much more me? And I said, me, I was here. You got but the woman. Look at the problem. The woman that you gave me. That's why I'm suffering like this. They mean human being like that. For Winneba. What should I do? No. I can't stand your wrath. May the word be a lamp to you. Amen. You will never make a disastrous mistake. It doesn't mean that you will not hate, but you will not make an irreparable mistake. Amen. You know, there's a mistake that you make them. It's difficult even to repair them. Yeah. Yeah. Your phone can fall and it can work. But it can fall in a certain way. You cannot repair it again. Yeah. Irreparable. May God deliver from regrettable and irreparable mistakes of your life. Say amen.
Amen.
God will deliver you.
Amen.
Number two. Daily quiet time guarantees a good harvest of nice things. It guarantees a good harvest of what? Nice things. Amen. Now Jesus gave a parable and he said, now Luke chapter 8 verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Amen. You know, the seed, the word of God is a seed. Tell you about the word of God is a seed. So the first thing you must know, the word of God is light. Number two, it's a seed. So when you read a word, you are receiving a seed for nice things. Yeah. Amen. Nice seed that will bring forth wonderful harvest. The way the light shines and make your way clear. Amen. The same way, this same word is also a seed. Amen.
Amen.
And you will harvest nice things.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, When he gave parable, the word so went towards the sower and the sower. What's the meaning? I said, the word is a seed. The word is a seed. The word is a seed. I'm telling you. So when you receive the word, a seed being planted in you. May you harvest wonderful things from the seed of the word. Because it brought forth 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Because the seed was planted at a good place. Sometimes it takes long, but the seed grows. I told you before about Chinese bamboo. Do you remember Chinese bamboo? Yes. When you plant Chinese bamboo, it doesn't come out easily. You plant it, you water, you do whatever and so on, nothing will happen. You try. Fertilize. 6 months, no show. Nothing will come up. 1 year, nothing will come. Someone say Chinese bamboo. It's not a simple thing. You fertilize, you do this. 18 months, no show. Say Chinese bamboo. That's how it is. You have the seed, though. You have planted it. You will do up to 2 years, still no show. Tell you about Chinese bamboo. That's how it is. 2 years, nothing is happening. Then it goes up to 2.5 years. As you're working and so on, you're planted though, 2.5 years. Still nothing is showing. What do you say? Chinese bamboo. It's still in the ground. 3 good years after you plant it in the ground and you cover it with sand. No show. Say Chinese bamboo. 3.5 years, no show. I tell you, if you are not, you don't have stamina, you will give up. If you like, Google, and when you go home, try Chinese bamboo, and you will see what I'm saying, whether I'm preaching or I'm speaking the truth. Are you there? 4 years before you see it sprout up small. 4 years. Say Chinese bamboo. 4 years before you see a small sign of the thing coming out of the ground. After 4 years, when it starts coming out, within 6 months, it grows tall, 30 feet. Within 6 months, that thing that was in the ground for 4 years, within 6 months, it has grown 30, you know what 30 feet is? Tall one. Do you understand? You see, the question, that's Chinese bamboo. The question is that, when did they start growing? They say, if you are not patient, patient and whatever, you just say, oh, useless, no working. It will never work. But you see, if you believe God and you are patient, you see, the tree started growing, the faith was planted. But it was going downward so that it can go upward. It's going to go so tall that without it going deep, it will not survive the height. Some of you, your business even hasn't taken up yet. You have tried. Nothing is about your business, actually a Chinese bamboo. Verse is going to sprout out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Initial time, it's like it's not going to work. But don't give up. Push him and say, don't give up. One of these days, go to sprout. One contract to open a supernatural door for your life in Jesus' name. That is a Chinese bamboo. That's what it is. You're waiting for your right time. When it comes up like that, you watch and see. Because it's going to be so tall that if it's not deep, it can break. That's why it took 4 years. Because going down, inside. And when it starts coming, no wind can blow it away. May you become like a miracle person in the name of Jesus. So the word is a seed. And if you meditate on the word, you will harvest good things in your life. Say amen. Are you there? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. 1 Peter 1:23. being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So the word of God is non-corruptible seed. It's a seed. I'm needing you to see that this word cannot be corrupted. Amen. The word of God is a non-corruptible seed. So if you allow it to grow in your life, you will harvest wonderful things in your life. The amen is very feeble. Number three, a daily quiet time burns away unwanted things. Burns away unwanted things from your life. Amen? Right. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this way, I will make my words in thy mouth fire. Amen. And his people wood, and it shall devour them. So the word of God is fire, it burns unwanted things. How many of you have some wanted things in your life? I'm not talking about your clothes. I'm talking about your character, not your clothes. Not your old shoe. Can I see your hand? You have some unwanted things in your life. You know it. I'm watching those whose hands are down. They are the saints and the angels in the church. Are you there? We all have unwanted things in our lives. Now those things, as you read your Bible, have your quiet time, it burns. The word is like fire. It burns some things out of your life. Amen. Amen. Some things must burn. Amen. Can I have an amen? Amen. Some things must do what? Amen. Must burn. So, reading the Bible, meditating on the Bible, you will discover that your character has changed. How many of you can see some changes in your character? Truly. If you can't see a change, don't lift your hand by force. Because possible that your finances have changed, but your character hasn't changed. Who can see some changes in your character? The way you talk has changed. You become more patient than you are. You become more tolerant. Because you didn't used to like nonsense, but now you can handle nonsense. What a shock. Are you there? Something has changed. You used to like pornography, now you're no more interested. Are you still in church? I said, are you still in church? Even your parents can see some changes in your life. Yeah. Your close friends can say, hey, this guy has changed. Yeah. What a shock. Are you still here? Yeah. Because the word of God has bent the chaff out of your life. Yeah. Bent the things. Amen. Amen. I said amen. Amen. You have become cool. Antibero, tell me you cool down, I cry fine. Isn't that word that I didn't pay yen and may cool down? Combination. The word of God there. I mean Antibero, she was a no-nonsense woman. But now say, Cooper, what a blessing. There's no point in being a no-nonsense. I'm a no-nonsense because yourself. I mean, no-nonsense. So what? Say, we have one plug. Who is 17 plugs? Don't boast about your temper. I mean, when I'm angry, I see all like, hey, look at you. It's an embarrassing thing. Don't boast about your pride. About your foolishness. Don't boast about your temper. Me, my family, that's how we are. When we are angry, we get very angry. We kill ourselves. What a shock. Amen. Very important. One gentleman, he pulled the knife on his wife 2 times. The wife had to scale the wall and jump out. The wife is so wild, I tell you. Ninja. I tell you, pull the knife 2 times. And then the wife moved to her mother's house. So the brother came to tell us. He said, "Please, master, go and beg my wife for me to come." I said, "If she was my sister, I'll tell her never to come. Because the day he's not able to jump, he will kill her. What will I do? Even the police will arrest me, knowing that this man can kill." And I told her to go back. I said, "That's what I'm telling you. That look, never marry an angry man. A man with bad temper, don't marry him. No matter the amount of money he has in his pocket, don't marry him." I don't get what I'm saying. No matter how rich the man is, has very bad temper, don't marry the man. Yes, it's very clear. Very clear. 7 types of men that you should not marry. Hey, are you here or going home? No, don't boast. If boast is an honor for a man, so stay away from strife. When I read the Bible, that it's an honor for you not to be angry, for a man not to be angry, I told myself, it's an honor. Honorable people don't get angry easily. Yeah. You're honorable, you don't get angry easily. It's an honor that you are not easily angered. Yeah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Because women, they can annoy you. But don't be angry. With a shock in your life. Amen. Don't be somebody who is the, but you see, as you allow the word, the fire of the word, it will burn away that character. There's some young men here. Your problem is that you say young girls are your weakness. May the fire burn that chaff out of your life. Everything in sketch, you're following it. Everything in sketch. A woman cannot walk in front of you with some small back pocket. She cannot walk in front of you. You want to see what's under the sketch? Demons are worrying you. May the fire burn that chaff out of your life. Say amen. Oh, you know what I'm saying? When your woman's walking for it, the back is shaking or your thing is rising. Hey, come on. All those who are standing are guilty. That's why they are as if they're the holy ones. They are guilty. They are pretending that who is that? You are the one I'm talking to. What do you mean by who is that? But you see, as you spend more time. You know, what I'm saying there is very powerful. Because people go for deliverance and nothing happens. Where deliverance is in hearing the word and doing the word. As you stay with the word and become, the fire burns the chaff. Did you say amen?
Amen.
Number 4. Hallelujah. Daily quiet time breaks down evil strongholds. Breaks down evil strongholds. Amen. Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Jeremiah 23. Hello. Somebody touched something. Hello. Who touched it? Okay, it was working now until you touched it. Is it Jeff? Who is there?
Manager.
What did you touch? Who asked you to touch something? Somebody go and pour water on him. Somebody go and pour water on him. Pull him aside. Take him to the terrace. Take him to the terrace, not here.
Take him to the terrace. Pour water on him. Next time you'll be careful. Okay, those of you who are Christians who didn't go out, let's hear the word of God. Jeremiah 23, when they come, we have gone ahead, cry. Verse 29, it's not my word like as fire, say the Lord, and like hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. What verse is that? What verse? What verse? What? Go and put water on him. Take him aside. Take him aside. Take him aside. Instead of staying in the church, go to pour water on somebody. You see, don't know the verse. Pour water on him properly. Instead of being a Christian, you say you're going to pour water on somebody. Hey, people, can we continue? What is Jeremiah chapter 23 verse? It's not my word like as fire, say the Lord, and like hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Amen. The word of God breaks every rock in your life. Can I have an amen? So can I have an amen? Are you still there? Yeah, that's how it is. Hey, what verse is that? What verse is that? Take him outside. What on him? It's amazing, oh. You always have somebody who will follow you. That's how God is. So God will call the Amalekites and Philistines to punish the people of Israel. After he also punished them. And they are still going. Hey, let's carry on. Why Christians? Hello? Are you there? So the word of God is very... You see, some of this is what I'm talking about here. It looks easy. But you see, the word of God, the Bible says, it breaks strongholds. It's like hammer people. Oh. Some of you here used to be criminals. But the word has broken you down and now you are serving God. Some of you used to smoke weed. Hard coppers. As you are sitting in church here. Some of you, if it wasn't for God, you'd have been an armed robber. You'd have been an armed robber. I'm telling you. Yeah. Some of you also used to be stubborn. But the word of God is like a hammer. As you read, and you know, when you say, okay, I'm taking my little son. Come, I'm taking him for deliverance. You're very stubborn. Go for deliverance. You go. Pass that. Okay, get out. We cut the spirit up. Have you touched it again? You haven't touched it. Said, okay, move from there small. When you came, Lord, that thing started small again. Oh, that thing can smell you. I led you to the sound. So I take my son for deliverance. Father, I pray. The pastor prays for you. And deliverance, I'm not saying deliverance story, but it's very important. But I'm saying that what will stabilize. I don't know. But I told him like that. It was been like that until the gentleman came. My sister forgive him. Anyway, after you have taken your child or yourself for deliverance and all that, what is going to make this person, this young boy, settle down, study, go to school, not do cha-cha, or not do my bet, and then not do all these silly things, but settle down, and then it is the word of God inside of him. It will break every stubbornness inside of him. Continuous meditating, reading the Bible, telling the word of God will become like that every day. You see, there's something called more hammer. You know more hammer? It's a bigger hammer. You know, normal hammer uses to hit the nail, but more hammer uses to break things. So the word of God is like more hammer. You see, and it takes time. Every time when you read the word of God, something is being hit inside of you. Before you realize, that thing is demolished. I think what the man needs now is deliverance.
Is that mic on? But I've been talking and there's no problem like that. All right. Amen. Okay, go and sit down. So I'm saying to everybody here that okay, you take a bottle, go and pour water on yourself. Because nobody will let you follow you outside. You see, so the word of God is like more hammer. Demolishes things in your life. Say amen. Demolishes stubbornness. Hallelujah. Demolishes things that have been there for a long time. Ancient deities, strongholds that have been there. The word of God is able to shatter them. Shout amen. Right, let me give you two more and then we close for tonight. Amen. Number five. The word of God, the importance of quiet time. What a blessing it is to have your quiet time. Daily quiet time leads to the cutting away of unwanted aspects of our lives and character. It's cut off. Daily quiet time leads to the cutting away of the unwanted aspects of our lives and character. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 2. I find Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joint and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Amen. I said amen. Amen. So the word of God is like a knife or a sword. Amen. So the word is sword, it's fire, it's hammer, it's light, it's a seed. Amen. Isn't it beautiful? Hello? Isn't it beautiful that just one book, the word of God, can serve as a seed? If you get it into your spirits, you will harvest nice things. Don't turn me down now. Now you've turned me down completely. I don't like that. All right? Better Foster, go and help him. Hello? All right, okay. Right. Now listen. So the same buko, this thing, it's a seed. Amen. This same book is light. That as you meditate on it, your way will get brighter and brighter and brighter. Shout amen. Amen. This same thing is also fire. It burns away all the chaff in your life. This same thing is also hammer. It demolishes strongholds that have been there for a long time. Say amen. Isn't it beautiful that the word of God is so, has so much to do. Can do so many things at the same time. Somebody asked me that, how can one word do so many things? What about when you start, haven't you started in a bus and the man come and said, the kokwedro can heal stomach ache, it can heal skin rashes, it can heal migraine headache, it can also use some for cancer, diarrhea, one medicine, malaria. What a shock. So God is bigger than the cocoa droseller. His word can do so many things at the same time. Somebody say amen. Amen. May you love the word of God. Amen. I said, may you love the word of God. Amen. Amen. Because it is something. The last one I'm giving you today. The word of God is a weapon that God put in your hands. Regular quiet time puts a weapon into your hand. Amen. It puts a weapon into your hand. Amen. Satan will laugh at you when you are a Christian and you are unarmed. Yes, you are unarmed. You don't have any arm. You're a policeman. You are not carrying any ammunition. What a shock. You are unarmed. or you carry any baton. What a shock. But Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Can I have an amen? Are you still there? Yeah. So the word of God is like a weapon in your hand. It's called the sword of the Spirit. That is why when Satan came to Jesus and tried to tempt him, Jesus took his sword. When Satan came, hey, turn the stone into bread. He said, pull the sword. Hey, man shall not live by bread alone. The devil moved away. And as he took him to the top pinnacle, said, cast yourself down. For he says, give his angel charge over you. And then, whatever. Say, hey, the word of God says this. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Another sword. And then he came, put him up again. And he said that, oh, if you shall bow down and worship me, all these things shall be given unto you. He said, the word of God says, thou shalt serve no other except God Almighty. And then Satan said, okay, this guy's sword is very wild. He fled. May the devil flee as you pull out your sword in the name of Jesus. You've got to have the sword inside of you. Amen. It's not the letter killeth. This book, the letter. When I say the letter, what has been written, the black ink on the white paper, it's of no effect. But when it enters into you, it becomes the rhema. Can I have an amen? It becomes the word with power. Tell you, that's when miracles happen. That's when healing takes place. That's when we see results. Because the word has been lifted from the book and has entered. Some people think that if I'm going to bed and I have bad dreams, I open Psalm 91 and put it under my pillow. Eric, you know people do that? Yes, people do that. They will open Psalm 91 under their pillow or put it on your chest. So that when the devil comes, he sees the word of God. The devil doesn't fear the paper. He fears the word in you, not the word on. Some of you, when give me a Bible. When you hold your Bible, and I'm saying, he falls down. Oh, the word has fallen down. Oh. Look at you. What the kissing the Bible, it doesn't make any difference. The word does not enter by kissing the Bible. It's a word inside you that is powerful. Because the letter killeth. So if you want something gets between your house, you put a key in this in the Bible. And said it lifted. Anybody who has stolen, when I open the Bible, wherever, if you force it on the right, you are the one on the left. Look at you. There's a Bible for magic. You think we're children? Are you still there? Look, the word is powerful. But you see, Bible said that some people have made the word of God of none effect. The word, the same word that is able to heal and deliver and bring restoration. It is of no effect to many people because it is the letter. And the letter kills. But when you take the word, you read it, you meditate, you try and memorize, you let it enter your spirit, that's when the power comes. Amen. Somebody shout amen. Amen. That's where you see how things will be changing in your life. Amen. I pray that everybody in this church will have a regular quiet time. A regular quiet time. Reading your Bible all the time. Can I have an amen? And letting it dwell in your heart richly. So that the word of God will rule and direct your path. Stand to your feet, everybody. Are we blessed? Wonderful. Lift your two hands up high and talk to God. Ask God to have his way in your life. Ask God to show grace to you. Pour his mercies. Show you grace. Lift your hands and ask him for his help.
Show us grace, Lord. Show us grace, Lord. Show us grace, Lord. Libre de masuka, libre samba mama des. Libre masuka, libre samba mama des. Libre samba mama des. Show us grace, O God. My libre samba mama des. Remio se mama, gralo se mama, handele meleya. She was grace, oh God, my alien. Mandy Blackamosi, Madame Samadale. Ye Mande Kamasoke Malama Sokemade. Haye Malibri Kamasoke Matane. Ramaki Moseke Malamadale. O Deme Kamande Meseke Mamadama Madale. Ye Manda Kamra Samahadale Brosine. O Yika Maseke Malebre Samade. Halama Kemro Samakamadale. Oh, Jima Mama 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 Kemeneme. Grace O God, Mande Masuke Mada. Ima Lokebro Sande Kemada Mahade. Show us grace O God. Ima Kamra Soke Mama Damana. Oh, Ima Kama Soke Maseke Mele. O Kemra Seke Ma, O Soke Madala. Rama Kemro Seke Matala Mahadelea. Shele Kema Seke Tademe. Lima Kuro Sema Kemanana. Oh God, we cry, we pray, oh God. Show us grace, oh God. Show us grace, oh God. Show us grace, oh God. Maya Lindeya.
Amen. Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. We pray, oh God, that we value this time with you. May we value times of seclusion, times of being alone with you. Time that you can speak to us. Time that you can minister to us. Time that we can have interaction with you. Times of great fellowship. Times when your word will come alive into our spirits so that we can enjoy your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father. May everybody here value set times with you. Set times in your presence. We glorify your life. Jesus' name. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight, somebody invited you to come to church, and you are not sure you're born again. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. This Tuesday evening at this flourishing service, you want to say, Bishop, I need God in my life. I've made many mistakes, but tonight, I want Jesus to come into my heart. Lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. If you're here and you need Jesus in your life, you lift up your right hand and I will pray with you. Fantastic. God bless all of you. Father, thank you so much for tonight. And thank you for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.